Hi, Bam Bam. Hi, Peter. How are you, my llama friend? I hope you're well. Hi, Mama Bear Tracy, the non-birthday girl. Hello, welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. Y'all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you for that follow button. So you can join us live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I have the best people in the chat. Thank you for your likes, supports, shares, and downloads. I appreciate you all very much. And, wish Mama Bear a happy early birthday. I messed up. For whatever reason, I have her birthday on the calendar on the right day. And for whatever reason, I scratched it off and put it on this Monday. So, we're celebrating her birthday today. I did some music, so some of it I know that she likes, and other ones I just put in there. But I've always heard people celebrate their birthdays a week in advance. I just started yours a week in advance for you. Man, I swear. And Tuttles, I need to go over your whole family's birthday because I don't know what is going on with me today. But anyway, today is Monday, February 20th. Today in Denver, it is currently 35 degrees and we'll get to a high of 49. And let's see. Ryan's nodding. Hi, Gunny. Good to see you. In Kimberly, it's zero. They're going to be four with overcast skies, rain, and snow mix. And in Ontario, it is currently three with the high of seven. And you guys are going to be cloudy all day. Hi, Stewie Griffin. Did you come in to wish Mama Bear a happy early birthday? I got the wrong date. But Stewie, you can wish her a happy early birthday. Oh, Tina messed up. But we just want her to celebrate in advance. So because we love her so much. Yeah. And for Miss Mama Bear and Logan in Halifax, or close to Halifax, Nova Scotia, it is seven. And it says you guys are going to be seven, but you're going to be cloudy and rainy today. And you guys and Canada have like three different holidays going on today all at once. So we'll go over that in a little bit. And for BP, whenever he shows up, it is seven and he'll get to a high of 10 and it's going to be cloudy, 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 cloudy. So yeah, I messed up. It's not Mama Bear's birthday, but we're celebrating it anyway. So I'm not going to go over anybody else's birthday because who cares who else's birthday it is today? I don't care. It's just Mama Bear's 1 week early birthday. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with the word of the day, and it's procrastination. Procrastination. Yes, that big word, to put off intentionally the doing of something that should be done. So don't procrastinate. Someday, the quote of the day, someday is not a day of the week. Really? All right. Procrastination is the avoidance of doing a task that needs to be accomplished. It is a practice of doing more It is the practice of doing more pleasurable things in place of less pleasurable ones, or carrying out less urgent tasks instead of more urgent ones, thus putting off impending tasks to later, usually the last minute, or not giving it your very best. Why do we do this? I don't know. Sometimes it says people are afraid of failing, or we're so confident that we don't think we need that much time to do it, and we wait till the last minute and don't give it our all. So do not procrastinate. BP, hi BP. Just so you just came in and I couldn't change it up there. Yes, please say happy birthday to Mama Bear early because I messed up. It's not her birthday, but we're celebrating it anyway. So I don't know if there's a way to be able to change things up there. I couldn't figure it out. But we love her and we're going to celebrate her anyway, no matter what. And we should celebrate. She can celebrate all week long. So don't procrastinate putting off. Here, don't procrastinate putting off Mama Bear's birthday. We're going to celebrate it early, even though it's not her birthday. That's what. So see, procrastination. We're not doing it, are we? Hi, Ralph. Good to see you. Yeah, I messed up. Hi, Crazy Kyle. Everybody that's coming in. I don't know how to put it up there. So yeah, we'll be right back with what's trending. Everybody is going to be wishing you a happy birthday all day today, Mama Bear. Man, I'm so sorry. But you know who they used to do that with? I thought it was Hanny J. Everybody would say happy birthday to her, and I thought it was her birthday, and it wasn't her birthday. So, oh, geez. How you doing, Crazy Kyle? Hey, Jonathan Mitchell. Good to see you. You've been in and out. I've seen you come in and out. Sometimes you said you got in trouble until you were away. Hi, Jonathan. Good to see you. Welcome. Yeah, Brittany J's birthday's every day. Oh, aw, thanks, Mama Bear. I appreciate that. And you know what? I almost messaged Gunny over the weekend to ask him some questions about music. And I'm like, nah, I won't bother him. I should have bothered him, right? All right. So in the news with what's trending, if you guys drink Starbucks, those little Starbucks Frappuccinos that you can buy at the store, and they're always in a glass jar, they are doing a volunteer recall, because 300,000 of the Starbucks vanilla Frappuccinos have been recalled because they could contain glass. Thousands of Starbucks ready-to-drink beverages were recalled because of glass in the bottles. It said they have expiration dates of March 8th, May 29th, June 4th, and June 10th. And they were all, they're not sold, the ones not sold at Starbucks, so only sold at stores or convenience stores if they have those dates. I don't know who you would recall them to, send them to or return it to. It doesn't say, and it says that it's a voluntary one. So, yeah, I don't know. Hi, Ryan. Good to see you. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like they care very much. They don't even tell you who to, I guess you just return to the store that you went to, and they probably don't even know that there's a recall. So good luck with that one. Yeah, I don't see that going over very well. And then the other thing that I saw that was trending, and I think this kind of sucks. Hi, TQ. Thanks for coming in. I know you all are coming in to wish Mama Bear a happy early birthday because Dina messed up. Yeah, this is my fault. So thank you for coming in. I appreciate you very much. So this one kind of made me mad. It's saying that Mark Zuckerberg unveils that he's going to try this new thing. And it's, I think, in Australia and New Zealand. Meta verified paid prescriptions on Facebook and Instagram. So they're going to start it in Australia and New Zealand, $12 for web users, $15 for iOS users and Androids. And it's supposed to verify you so that your account's safer. Extra protection from account person impersonating them, and you'll get direct access to customer service. You'll get direct access to a person in case somebody does impersonate you. But I mean, I guess I don't read the fine. I didn't read all the fine print to see if, you know, it says, you know, when you sign up in the beginning on Facebook, or oh, thank you, TQ. On Facebook or Instagram, what you're signing your life away to. But it does say on this paid prescription that they want, not prescription, subscription, that they want your government ID. And I don't like putting my government ID on, giving it away to them. I don't know. I don't like that idea at all. Logan has something you can open today. Aw, that's so sweet. Aw, see, Mama Bear. I wish everybody can send you a gift. That would be nice. But I think that kind of, I don't know. I think that there should be some type of protection for us anyway. And if you do get your account hacked into, that there should be a way that you can contact Facebook and Instagram instead of spending 15, 20 minutes trying to figure out where the hell you have to go to be able to do that, because it's not easy. It doesn't make it easy for you. And he's got enough damn money anyway. I think that we should be protected. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I don't like that idea at all. I think that's $15 a month. That's a lot of money. Even $12. Well, and why do they do that? $12 a month or $15 a month? That's a lot of money. I don't know. We'll see how well that goes over in Australia and New Zealand. And then there was another article about, and I don't have it up here. It was by a nutritionist, and I'm going to post it on the Dina Joe podcast Facebook page. She's a nutritionist, and she talks about what she shops for at Costco. And Costco, I love me my Costco. And there's 15 things that she always buys when she goes there. And she says, and for two people, she shops there for two people. And so I was going to post that on the Facebook page. And like I said, I was going to go over the birthdays today, but I don't care about anybody else's birthdays. We'll start with the national holidays instead. They are, a lot of them have to do with Lent coming up. Hi, Shorty V. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate you coming in. I'm sure you came in to wish Mama Bear a happy birthday. I messed up. Dina messed up. Oh, man. Dang. All right. I wish I could put something on here, like in big fat letters. I messed up. I got the wrong date. But anybody can wish her well anyway, because I know that it's putting a big smile on her face. So, yeah. Anyway, so a lot of the days have to do with Lent. So they want you to be able to eat really fattening food and be able to go out and party before Lent, because then you're supposed to be giving up something. So a lot of these, like Argentina has a carnival, Argentina Carnival, and then there's a Carnival Monday. And gosh, there's all kinds of them. Shrove Monday, which is also, and it's spelled weird, S-H-R-O-V-E. Shrove Monday, which is also called Calip Monday, Rose Monday, Mary Monday, or Hall Monday. The Valenzuela Carnival. And yeah, all of those have to do with before Lent coming up, Ash Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. National, and then tomorrow, which I won't be on, but I'll go over these. Tomorrow there's even more. Like tomorrow is National Pancake Day, and that actually started in the UK. They actually, which it starts today, which I said Shrove Monday. They also have Shrove Tuesday, which is something to do with it all has to do with Lent. It goes back to National Pancake Day, where they were talking about how you use the flour and the yeast and all that stuff before, in the olden days before Ash Wednesday. So tomorrow they have Ecuador Carnival, another carnival. And I don't know how to say this. I'm going to put it in the chat. It's a fluffy fried pastry. It's flashnit. Notch. Okay. I have to put this in here. It's F-A-S-N-A-C-H-T. It looks like a stuffed donut, like, you know, the jelly filled donuts. But it just says it's a fluffy fried pastry. Of course, Mardi Gras starts tomorrow. So a whole lot of eating and celebrating the next couple of days before Lent starts. So yeah, go out and eat pastries and donuts and all that good stuff. So the other holidays, thank you, Stewie. Thank you guys so much. I know, celebrate. Everything is about, because then you're supposed to give up something, right? I don't know. I haven't been a practicing Catholic since I was little. So if there is any in the house, right? It's like Ash Wednesday, you're supposed to give up something that you love, right? And for 40 days, I believe. Could be wrong. Please correct me. Like I said, I haven't done this in a long time. So yeah, so that's why they're saying, get out, party, eat all the stuff you just want to eat so that you can, not do it for 40 days and 40 nights. So, all right. The other days that don't have to do with Lent, clean out your bookcase day. So those of you who like reading books, they say, clean them off. I thought it meant like give some away, but they're like, no, just clean the dust off your books. So just clean the dust off your bookshelf, people. And then there's also Daisy Gatson Bates Day. And she is very important. Let me see where it was. Daisy Gatson Bates Day is observed every year on the third Monday in February. It takes place on February 20th this year. Many educational institutions in the United States, especially Arkansas, take time to incorporate activities to highlight this historic work of this activist who went above and beyond to make the world a better place. And it had to do with schooling, I believe. Civil rights activists who played a key role in integration crisis at the Little Rock Central High School in 1957. So yeah, today is Daisy Gatson Bates Day. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of wondering, in Canada, there's three different days. And when I first started reading this one, it's called Family Day, and they show them out on the grass and it's all pretty and they're having a picnic and having fun. And Tuttle says, it's a bunch of crap. Like, okay. And so they say there's Family Day, Lewis Real Day, and Nova Scotia Heritage Day. And on Prince Edward Island Day, there's Islanders Day. For all the purposes referred to the holiday, they say for our, this one, they want to refer to all of them as Family Day, but that doesn't make sense because not all of them have to do with Family Day. Family Day does. And then Lewis Real's Day, he was the founder of Manitoba, so that has nothing to do with Family Day. And then the Nova Scotia Heritage Days has to do with Nova Scotia. And then the Islanders Day, which is tomorrow, I believe, or was it yesterday? It's today. Start planning your short winter break as we glide into Islanders Day, they said. So I don't know. There's four of them. Hi, Michelle. Good to see you. There's four of them. Three different ones going on in Canada today. So you guys, just a day. Is it just a day off? Do they close everything on Family Day? Oh, really, Ryan? You have the day off and you get paid double? Double and a half? Really? Oh, man. That's pretty good. Wow. All right. That's pretty good. That's awesome. You're working, but you get paid double and a half. I get ya. All right. Well, but it wasn't. I gotcha. All right. Well, that's good pay though. That's good pay. And then it's also Hoodie Ho Day. And yeah. Hi, Mr. A. Good to see you. Yeah. It has nothing to do with hoodies. I thought it was like wear a hoodie, but no. On Hoodie Ho Day, set exactly 1 month before spring, people in the community gather in a place at noon. All right. So you have to gather at noon. You wave your hands up in the air and you shout, hoodie ho, hoodie ho, and say goodbye to winter and welcome to spring. Who the hell made that up? Why would, what does hoodie ho have to do with saying goodbye to winter?
I don't know.
But I guess we could all look a little crazy, right? Besides that, I mean, how many people go out there and do that? That's just crazy. I don't know. Hoodie ho day. So, ooh, this one sounds good. National cherry pie. Hoodie ho. I know. It might sound like you're asking for something else besides. Yeah. I don't know. It's also National Cherry Pie Day. I guess I could get into that. It's not one of my favorite pies, but sure, I'd try it. Hi, Annie J. Good to see you. It's your birthday today too, right? I messed up. It's not Mama Bear's birthday. It's her early birthday today. It's her early birthday today. We're celebrating it. And National Comfy Day. It just says to wear something comfy all day today on National Comfy Day. So be comfy, clean out your bookcase, eat some cherry pie and all the other fattening stuff. But you must dance. You must dance. Since it's a bunch of carnival days, you must dance to get some of that off before Lent happens. What else do I have for you guys today? I guess I could go over that list. Yes, we got to dance every day. Hi, GP man. Good to see you. Thank you for coming in. Hold on one second, please. You changed your All right. So since I screwed up, I am going to go over, I had all kinds of things here. I'm going to go over, I know we went over a list of foods that were in the Midwest, the BP knew a lot of. Now, these are all ones that it says old-fashioned food terms you only hear in the South. And I don't know, some of them, let's get to number one. Some of them I've heard of before. They're not common. I mean, maybe you guys have. Let's see what you guys think. So these are 13 old-fashioned food terms you've only heard in the South. The first one, now I heard chitlins. Now I heard that this was something really gross, chitlins. Which is something referred to as chitterlings, are a special staple American soul food cooking, made typically, made typically from hog's intestines. It doesn't look like intestines. It looks like shish kebabs. Ooh, chitlins are stewed for hours, battered, then fried, and they are usually served with apple cider vinegar and hot sauce. It looks like, shish kebabs. Has anybody ever tried them? What do you think? Let's see. I couldn't eat that. Oh, you have tried it? That's excuse my language. Heck no. Yeah, I thought it was something gross from before too. And supposedly, you know, all that cooking, like boiling it and stuff, makes it softer. And then you put all the stuff on it, the hot sauce and everything, and it's supposed to be taste better. Mr. A says, okay. I know you guys don't hear me cuss that often, but here we go. I'll say what Mr. A said. Chitlins are nasty. Mm-hmm. You came just in time, short pants, Robert. Chitlins are nasty. Oh, so you have tried. Did you know what they were when you tried them, Mr. A? Did you know that they were intestines? Yeah, I mean, I guess back in the day when they had to eat everything, you know, because they didn't have a lot of stuff, maybe chitlins were good. I don't know. Yeah, they don't sound that good. Mm-mm. All right, let's move on to the next one. Hopefully it's not as gross. No, this doesn't sound gross. Well, it's giblet gravy. This cozy South dish doesn't let any parts of the bird go to waste. Giblet gravy incorporates the gizzard, the heart, and the neck of the chicken into a rich sauce you can serve with chicken or turkey. I don't know. Did it say liver? No, it doesn't. It says gizzard, heart, and neck. So they left out the liver. All I know is that Nana Callie, oh man, she would, anytime that there was liver that she could, when we would go out to eat and they had liver on the menu, she would get it. And it smelled awful. Oh, it smelled awful. So gross. I don't know. I like gravy, but I don't know about all that stuff. I know that when you get the turkey and they tell you when you make homemade gravy, they tell you to put all that stuff in there, but I thought you kind of took it out. I don't know. I use the packaged gravy. I know. All right. These are fried. Hush puppies. Hush puppies. I've never tried this. Probably because of where I'm at, it's not a common thing, but, they look kind of good. And I thought that they had them with corn. It just says, eggs, flour, and corn meal. So it's just batter. It's just batter deep fried. And then you dip it in some sauce. All right. It says whole. Oh, okay. And sometimes they are made with garlic, whole kernel corn and peppers as well. Hush puppies in the South. Okay, here we go. Somebody decided to make a hoe cake, or sometimes referred to a Johnny cake. Let's go order me some hoe cakes. They look super, super flat. Fun fact, slave used to leave hush puppies on the ground while escaping to throw the hogs off. Oh, that is a good fact. Thank you. That's a cool fact. I like it. I know. Hi, hootie ho day and hootie ho day, right? We're going to hold up our hands at 12 o'clock and say hootie ho. And then you can go get yourself some hoe cakes. They just look like little flat silver, like little flat, super thin pancakes that are very crispy. Again, never tried them. They said they serve them with honey or maple syrup, ground corn, salt, and water. Cornmeal flatbread. Yeah, they're really flat. Now, I have heard of this in a hummingbird cake. This one looks absolutely disgusting. It looks like the picture that they're showing, it looks like fruitcake. But a hummingbird cake, the recipes that I've seen are kind of like a carrot cake with pineapple and stuff in it. But this one says down South, this cake features banana, pineapple, cinnamon, vanilla. Remember vanilla? We don't want to talk about vanilla. Pecans and served with sweet cream cheese frosting. It says that it was actually originated in Jamaica. Huh. And then it came all the way down to the South, but yeah, it's usually really good, but this one does not look good. I know. We don't want it, you guys, the vanilla, make sure it doesn't have that word with the C in it, because you don't want that one. You need to get a better one. I checked my vanilla after the show, and luckily mine did not. It was funny because I think I sent it to Ryan and I said, well, mine says it's gourmet. It must not have beaver butt goo in it because it's gourmet vanilla. Gourmet vanilla can't have it in there, but no, check anyway. TQ. All right. I will tell you. Welcome him. Good to see you. Vanilla, especially imitation vanilla. I wish I had the word. It starts with a C. It has secretions of beaver butt goo in it. So I swear, if you Google it, I'm imitation vanilla beaver butt goo, it'll come up and it'll tell you the word that you need to know, that you need to look for. But yes, it is gross. So make sure it starts with a C. I can't remember, but yeah, it's pretty gross. It's a C word.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let me see if I can bring it up. Beaver butt. It came up beaver butt juice. Let's see. Vanilla. It comes from beaver butt goo. I hope it gives me the word. Oh, it's not. Man, I'll keep looking. I'll keep looking. But I swear, it starts with the C. You have to look at the back of your jar and see if you have it. No imitation vanilla. Nope. Mm-mm. You don't need that. Yeah, I try to have a fun food fact, and you gave us a great one today. But that one was really, yeah, when I did that one, was really gross. Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Gunny. There we go. There's the word. Gunny put it in there. Castoreum. Mm-hmm. Castoreum. That's the word. Don't, if it has that on there, don't buy it. Don't buy it. And I said, well, who do, it's because, okay. All right. No, I'm going to move on. I'm just moving on. All right. We're going to move on. Number six is possum pie. I've never heard of this before. And it said that it said in possum pie, a sweet dessert typically made using chocolate custard, vanilla pudding, pecans, cream cheese, and sour cream, especially popular in Arkansas. This mouthwatering treat, which is covered with whipped cream and then dusted with cocoa, is named after possum's cleverly deceivable nature. So I don't know. It looks absolutely yummy to me. I'd try it for sure. Possum pie. That sounds good. thank you so much, Gunny, for looking that up. I appreciate you letting everybody know the word. Okay, here's the other one, corn fritters. These are just like those, the hush puppies, but they're filled with corn and then fried. It says typically topped with fruit, jam, or honey. This delicacy has roots in Native America and Indonesian culture, cuisine. Huh, who knew? This one, now, okay. I've heard of this before and it does not sound appealing to me at all. And this is a condiment in the South and it's called chow chow. You guys tell me if it's good, if you've tried it. It says it's a delicious relish made from mixture of vegetables. Ooh, Tuttles, didn't you make some of this? Maybe you did. Tomatoes, onions, cauliflower, peas, and sometimes cabbage. Pickles, basically. And it's all, it looks like baby food in this picture. It's all mushed up. It's believed that this tasty dish has made its way from the Acadian people of Nova Scotia, migrating down to Louisiana. Served on hot dogs, hamburgers. It's a delicacy, it says. Pickled. Okay. So is it big in Canada too? Huh. It's good. My mom makes it. Okay. Well, this one, the picture they have, it looks like baby pea, you know, that you feed your baby peas. It doesn't look very good, but I'm sure everybody makes it differently is what I'm trying to say. Another Canadian thing. Hi, crazy lady. I'm sorry I missed you coming in. Anybody else I missed coming in? I apologize. So I guess they brought it down. To Louisiana from Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll move on. I've never heard of this before. Killed lettuce. It says it's not as violent as it may suggest. It's a popular dish in the Southern Appalachian Mountains, made from greens and onions, tossed in hot bacon grease. The killed lettuce gets its name because of the wilted, the hot bacon grease on the lettuce makes it wilted. It actually sounds kind of good. I don't know, but I'd try it. Let's see what's next on the list. I know, crazy lady. I'm sorry. It is next Monday, but we're going to be celebrating it all. all week for her. The next one is shoo fly. Shoo fly is a popular treat found down south, made of ingredients such as molasses, sugar, flour, eggs. The pie features a crunchy top layer of brown sugar crumbs. Some say the bake good got its name from the act of bakers shooing flies away from it. Man, that sounds really, really super sweet. Ew, like really sweet. This next one does not sound very good at all, but let's see what it's about. It's called a slug burger. So we have hoe cakes, slug burgers may sound like they are made from some unique ingredients, but we can assure you there are no slimy covered, bugs between the buns. All right. Instead, a slug burger are meat and soy patties, deep fried in oil, often served with a side of French fries or onion rings. The burger, which has roots in Northeast Mississippi, is said to be named after the slang term of the small metal disc once used in vending machines. Huh. Interesting. So it's meat and soy mixed together and then deep fried. All right. Well, we'll try it. Hi, Kirkley. Thank you for coming in. Thank you, crazy lady. Appreciate you. Huh. Let's see. The next one we got some time. I'm just trying to kill some time before we do the music. Is Hoppin' John's. And Hoppin' John's, made from black-eyed peas, rice, onions, and sliced bacon, is a Southern favorite that is most often served on New Year's Day for good luck. Hoppin' John's roots are West African cuisine, inspired mostly specifically by the Senegalese recipe for similar dishes called the Therobiu Nubi. I have no idea, but they have this one. It's served on top of rice. It looks pretty good. Looks all right. I don't know. I tried to make those black eyed peas and they just did not turn out very good. So I don't know. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate you. Thank you. And then the last one we have on the list is, I would totally try this in a heartbeat, a po' boy. They say the traditional Louisiana sandwich, made, what? This says that it's made with roast beef, seafood, crawfish, oysters, and served on French bread. I had no idea. I thought it was just seafood. I didn't know that there was roast beef in there. Is this thing lying? I had no idea a po' boy had roast beef in with the seafood. I thought it was just seafood. I think that this is, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right at all. I think that they're, yeah, I bet you if you Googled it, it would say that that's, if you are headed to Mardi Gras this year, be sure to try one of these lunchtime favorites while in town. Yeah, I don't think that's right. I think that's wrong. Has anybody else tried one? I have never heard of the combination of roast beef with seafood. I think that's crazy. He's going to think, okay, all right. Well, you know what? We are going, yeah, it just doesn't sound good. The seafood on itself or a roast beef sandwich on itself, yeah, I'd go for that, but not together. And then it has like the sauce on top. Yeah, no. All right. Well, we're going to get, that's true. That's very true. It is surf and turf. You're very right. All right. So I am going to get our music ready. And we're just going to start some music because I added a couple songs at the last minute because I remembered of a couple bands that, Mama Bear liked. And, even though it's not her birthday today, we're going to celebrate it that it is her birthday. So give her love if you see her around because she deserves it. So we're going to start the first song on my list today. I usually have information about the songs. The two that I added, I don't because I added them at the last minute. I know that she likes this band. It's called, the band is April Wine. And this song that we're going to start off with is called Roller.
Roller.
All right, let's go. Thank you, TQ. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful day. And watch your vanilla, TQ. And April Wine, aren't they Canadian, man? Thank you, TQ. Awesome. All right, that is a little April Wine off the Classic Masters album with Roller to start us off. And like some of these songs, I have no idea if you'll like. I just hope you will. But I know you said you like this guy. And we're going to start. This was going to be the first song, but it's Bruno Mars when the song is called Perm. A little bit about the song. Mars used the term perm as a literal metaphor for the way he wants his women to be on the dance floor, relaxed and sexy. Mars wants girls to forget about social media in his company. I say it in my shows after the first song, he said in an interview. I try to tell people, like, put your cameras down. It's just why I wanted to do music my whole life, is because I fell in love with holding a microphone and being the master of ceremonies. And with that, seeing the reaction, that's an art. That is the art of filling the room. That's what we get addicted to. This unexplainable feeling where you have the power to give people a night that they'll never forget. So here you go. Here is Bruno Mars with Perm.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head done, so you can just sit down and just sit still.
Hey, we sure to have a good time tonight. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. It's my birthday.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I bet you want an autograph. You and your friends. Gotta do it in the penthouse. That's why I keep my pen. But you can't dance.
Damn right, Mama Bear. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Mama Bear.
Come on, baby, I love you. No, you don't. You never know I might, though. Can't say I won't. There's that smile I'm looking for. Was
Chompy stingy with that big old butt. Thank you, GP man. All right, that is Bruno Mars with Perm. All right. The next song I have on the list today is Locked Away by R City. R City is a songwriting production duo consisted of St. Thomas Virgin Island brothers Theron and Timothy Thomas, who are also known as Rock City Planet Six. And the vocals, Maroon 5, Adam Levine is also in here. The song is a real story which came from a real place. Theron Thomas told in an interview, "For those who don't know, our dad was locked up for 5 years. So that's pretty much what inspired the song. My mom held it down the whole time. They were telling stories like my mom would always go to the jail and visit him, and she would take me and my brother with her. We were too young to really fully understand what was going on. It was such a touching story to us. Just looking at my mom and my dad, like, wow, I love my mom for that. And they're still together to this day. That's pretty much what inspired the song. And we felt to be able to share this story with the world and the outside is just the story being our story. So here, I hope you like it. R City with Locked Away.
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly.
Welcome, XWPQDED.
If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
'Cause I know you're a strong woman, Mama Bear.
If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side?
Hi, Scooter.
Or did you wanna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come on, show me that you do.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life for me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Skiddly down, 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 down. All I want is somebody
who don't mean much. I got all that I can trust to be here when money's low.
If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Tell me, need me, no.
Thank you, BP.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
Aw, thank you, Mama Bear.
If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and then lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
And that is R City featuring Mr. Adam Levine with Locked Away. All right, we're going to move on to the next song, which, let's see, it's a little different than on my list. Let's see. I'm not sure where this one went to, but we're just going to play it. It's Cooler Than Me, because you're cool, Mama Bear.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler.
This is Mike Posner. Now there's my information. He wrote this while he was still at Duke University in his dorm room.
You got your highbrow shoes on your feet, and you wear them around like it ain't shit. But you don't know.
Say what? Welcome.
Make that much noise. I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen. Behind Jamaica, nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used to follow my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got your eyes. You got your highbrows, switching your walk, and you don't even look when you pass by. But
all right, that is Mike Posner with Cooler Than Me. We're going to move on to another Bruno Mars hit. Let's see. Locked Out of Heaven is a song, of course, by American singer-songwriter Bruno Mars, and it's written by Mars, Philip Lawrence, and Ari Levin. The song finds Mars singing of a relationship that is so good that the narrator feels like he was locked out of heaven before he met his lover. Mars claimed his first number one album on the Billboard 200 when Unorthodox Jukebox jumped from one slot to the top tally. This won Best Song at the 2013 MTV Europe Music Awards. Mar used this song to open his set at the 2014 Super Bowl between the Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. He started his halftime performance. Mars appeared behind a drum kit that moved towards the stage while he hit the skins. When he left the kit, he moved in front of the in front and sang with his band. And that I thought was one of the best Super Bowl performances. But that's just me. Here's Locked Out of Heaven. Yeah, he performed so good. It was awesome. I hope you had a good weekend too. We're celebrating Mama Bear's birthday early because I messed up. So wish her a happy birthday, and then you'll have to wish her a happy birthday next Monday too. But that's all right, because we love her. She deserves to have a big old smile on her face today. That is Mr. Bruno Mars again with Locked Out of Heaven off his Unorthodox Jukebox 2012 album. All right, we're going to move on to the next song that I put onto the list. Hopefully it matches with, yes, it does. It's Habits. Habits, also known as Stay High, is a song recorded by Swedish singer Tove Lo and written by Lo and with Ludwig Soderberg and Jacob Germanstone. I think that's how you say his name. This song was written in the immediate aftermath of the breakup. Sorry, guys. The account of staying high with banned substance is an attempt to keep her mind off her ex is all true. I can't lie, Nielsen said. What I'm singing about is life. It's truth. I've had moments where that, and she says, drug taking has been a bigger part than it should have been. It's hard to admit to, but I can filter it out and find another metaphor for it. But it doesn't feel right. It's the truth. The uh-oh that begins in the song is heard underneath the verses in what makes music makers call a vocal hook. It's identified characteristics of the song that makes it memorable. By isolating it into the intro, our ears are attuned to what's coming back throughout the song. So here we go. Here's Tove Lo with Habits.
I eat my dinner in my bathtub, then I go to sex clubs, watching freaky people getting it on. It doesn't make me nervous, anything, I'm restless. Yeah, I've been around, then I've seen it all. I get home, I got the munchies, binge on all my Twinkies, throw up in the tub, then I go to sleep. And I drink up all my money, tasting
kind of. Oh, good, I thought.
You're gone and I gotta stay high all the time.
Thank you, Mr. A.
All the time to keep you off my mind. Spend my days looking at me. It's not a forget you, babe. I fall back down.
Have a good day, Ryan. Hi, D.
Spend my daytime, loosen up the frown, makes me feel alive. I'll make it fast and greasy, I'm numb away too easy. You're gone and I gotta stay high all the time.
I believe so, Scooter. Bam Bam, you still here? All right, so that is Tove. Where did she go? Tove Lo with Habits off her album Truth Serum in 2014, also known as Stay High. All right, I thought I'd throw in some in here. Hopefully, this next one, let's see, Safe and Sound by Capital Cities. Is the song by indie pop duo Capital Cities, written and produced by the BAM's members Ryan Merchant and Cebu Simeon. Safe and Sound became the duo's breakout hit, peaking at number 8 on the United States Billboard Hot 100 and achieving commercial success in several other territories. This music, three music videos were produced for one single, with the third video directed by Gaddy Hall and sat in a Los Angeles theater, later being nominated for the best music video at the 56th Annual Grammy Awards. It is the theme song for the Washington Capitals of the National Hockey League. So here we go. I just threw this one in. Let's see if you like it. It's Capital Cities with Safe and Sound. I'm sure you heard it. Just a little dance one. Mike Tampa Bay, how are you? I hope you're feeling better.
I can show you what you want to see.
Oh, thank you, BB.
Even if the sky is falling down, I know that we'll be safe and sound. We're safe and sound. I can feel your cup. You know my river won't evaporate. This world we still appreciate.
Okay, I'm glad. Still better. Got it, BP. All right, that is Capital Cities with Safe and Sound off the album In a Tidal Wave of Misery in 2011. And I am going to stop my list and play this one for you from BB. Let's see, I'm going to bring it. Oh, let's see. This is for you from BP. Dean Brody, Canadian Girls.
Taught her how to tie her skates. Her brothers taught her how to fight. She can wear high heels or flannel. She can look sexy in a toque. She likes snowstorms and Gordon Lightfoot. And if you're lucky, she'll love you. Canadian girls. Canadian girls.
Hey, Fortune, welcome.
Summer's out on a boat. Thanks a perfect night out as a cabin. Smell of coffee on an old wood stove. She won't admit she watched the grass. She's proud, she's sometimes quiet. True north, a national treasure. She'd give her life for red and white.
You are our Canadian girl, Mama Bear. There's Mama Bear, badass mom, daughter, friend.
Well, us boys, we like our fishing, our hockey and Ron McLean. We're like moosehead beer and white-tailed deer, stomping Tom in the USA. And we like the folk ladies, yeah, their accents are really nice. But there ain't nothing like our northern girls to keep us warm at night. Canadian girls, Canadian girls. Your sister full of a bull of trouble, though sometimes, girls, we can travel the world.
Thank you, Mama Bear. Thank you, BP.
Always gonna come back, Canadian girls. From the mountains to the ocean sands, Kentucky up to Newfoundland. Yeah, you keep us coming back, Canadian girls.
That is Mr. Dean Brody with Canadian Girls for our Canadian girl. All right, we're going to move back on to, thank you so much, BP, for finding that. I appreciate you. That is perfect. Perfect. We're going to move back on to Made You Look by Meghan Trainor. Meghan Trainor wrote Made You Look following having a C-section when giving birth to her first child. After her cesarean delivery, she got new stretch marks and scars, making her feel very self-conscious about her body. I've never had a scar, so seeing all these new marks on me literally had me, she said she had PTSD after having a C-section because her body changed so much. So I would lay in bed at night and be like, she's still in me. She's still in me. I had to learn how to love my body and all the new shit on top of it. It was frightening and terrible and good at the same time. Trainor wrote this self-love song to for her body image issues. She tells herself that even though she had a baby and her body shows it, she is still sexy and her husband still looks. So here she is, Miss Sexy herself, and you are too, Mama Bear, Meghan Trainor with Made You Look.
I could have my Gucci on, I go in my Louis Vuitton, but even with nothing on, then I made you look.
I made you look.
I'll make you double take soon as I walk away. Call up your chiropractor just in case your neck break. Ooh, tell me what you gonna do? Ooh. I'm about to make a scene, double up that sunscreen. I'm about to turn the heat up, gonna make your glasses steam. Ooh, tell me what you gonna do? When I do my walk, I can guarantee a drop, cause now you don't make a
lot. Billy D! You made you look, Billy D!
I could have my Gucci on. I put in my Louis Vuitton, but even with nothing on, bet I made you look. I made you look. Yeah, I look good in my Versace dress, but I'm hotter with my morning hair and smells. But even with my hoodie on, bet I made you look. I made you look. And once you get a taste, you'll never be the same. This ain't that ordinary, this that 14 karat cake. Ooh, tell me what you gonna do?
Thank you, Michelle.
I can guarantee a drop. I could wear my Louis Vuitton, but even with nothing on, I made you look.
And that is Ms. Meghan Trainor with Made You Look. I've taken it back, Evan. We're going to move on to the next song on my list today, and is East Side by Benny Blanco, best known for his production work for the likes of Katy Perry, Kesha, Rihanna, and Justin Bieber. East Side marks Benny Blanco's debut song as an artist. Released as Blanco's own label, Friends Keep Secrets in partnerships with Interscope Records, the track features debut vocals by Halsey and Khalid. Benny Blanco, Khalid, and Halsey received writing help from Ed Sheeran on this track. The song peaked at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100, marking Blanco's first top 10 single credit as an artist and his 27th top 10 as a songwriter. So here is Mr. Benny Blanco featuring Halsey and Khalid with Eastside. Slow it down just a little. Hi, John. How are you? Oh, you guys, thank you so much for coming in. I messed up. Her birthday's next week, but we're celebrating it anyway because she deserves it. Good to see you Saturday. And every day you know that we ride through the back streets of a big Corvette. Baby, you know I just wanna dance tonight. We can go anywhere. We want to drop down to the coast, jump in the sea. Take me in my hand and come with me, yeah. You can do anything if you put a mind to it. Take your whole life when you put a line to it. My love is yours, I'm willing to take it. Give me your heart, cause I ain't gonna break it. So come with me, start a new life together in a different place. Love is how these ideas came to be. Come on, play with me. Yes, it is a practice run. House and everything in between, and then suddenly we turned 23, and we got pressures and taking the numbers seriously. We got a dead end jobs and got bills to pay. Our old friends and our enemies. And now I'm thinking back to when I was young, back to the day when I was falling in love. He used to meet me on the east side in the city where the sun don't set. And every day, you know, we'll be ride through the back streets in a blue Corvette. And baby, you know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere. We won't drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me. Singing, we can do anything if we put our minds to it. Take your whole life and you put a line through it. And love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me your heart cause I ain't gonna break it. Alright, so that is Eastside with Benny Blanco, Halsey, and Khalid. Off the Friends Keep Secrets album 2018. All right, so the next one, let's see if it hasn't jumped around, is Airplanes. Airplanes is a song by American rapper B.O.B. featuring vocals of Hayley Williams, the lead singer from American rock band Paramore. Airplanes was written by Lupe Fiasco, who recorded his own version of the song featuring vocals of Hayley Williams before deciding to pass it on. The tune was then given to B.O.B. And his label. The single had been recorded and released. Williams and B.O.B. did not meet in person until they had rehearsals for a live performance on the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards. So here is B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams with Airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah. I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the partying and smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time when you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your mouth, and you hoping but the people never call you back.
but that's just how the story unfolds. You get another head soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So we're playing airplane. Sorry, I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that,
I hope all your wishes come true this week for you.
Airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now. Airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now.
Somebody take me back to the days before this was a job,
before I got paid,
before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, that when I was trying to get it to that subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we know the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is only later, what's up? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this shit? So
that is Airplanes featuring Hayley Williams of Paramore, B.O.B. All right, I know that you like this guy. I'm Feeling Good, also known as Feeling Good, is a song written by English composers Anthony Newley and Leslie Berkuse for the musical The Roar of the Grease Paint and the Smell of the Crowd. It was first performed on the stage in 1964 by C. Grant on the UK tour, and Gilbert Price in 1965 on the original Broadway cast. Feeling Good was covered by Canadian singer Michael Bublé as the lead single from his album It's Time. The single was released on April 4th, 2005. The song was the opening track on his live album Caught in the Act and has appeared in television advertisements, ESPN's 2005 World Series of Poker Tournament, and the 2010 NBA Draft broadcast. So here is Michael Bublé with Feeling Good.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know
how I feel.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Hey, Mike!
You know how I feel.
And you're so welcome.
River running free.
You know how I feel. Blossoms on the tree.
You know how I feel.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me.
And I'm feeling good.
Thank you, JP.
Dragonfly out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world. And a full world.
Sorry, I still hear strip cheese, like you could be stripping off your clothes during this song. Doesn't it? You're like kicking your feet up in the air. Bye, Peter. Talk to you later. time. I love me Michael Bublé too. That is feeling good.
Mr. Michael Bublé.
And since we're taking our clothes off, let's it sounds like we're taking our clothes off. The next song, Talk Dirty by Jason Derulo. And features the American rapper 2 Chainz. The song debuted at number one on the Australian singles chart, after the video of One Direction dancing along to this song went viral. Fans of the boy band started making their own YouTube clips moving to the tune. Derulo latched onto the sensation and enlisted other celebrities to appear in a celebrities talking dirty visual dance. I had no idea that this was going on. Released by the singer on March 14th, 2014 to his official YouTube account. The short film includes cameos by Bow Wow, Flo Rida, Ariana Grande, Enrique Iglesias, Larry King, Austin Manhu, One Direction, Jordan Sparks, Robin Thicke, and Will I Am, all dancing. So here we go. Get up and dance. Jason Derulo, Talk Dirty.
Jason.
Oh, this might be the explicit one, so...
I'm that flight that you get on.
International.
First class seat on my lap, girl.
Riding comfortable.
Cause I know what the girl in me.
New York to Haiti.
I got lipstick stamps on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language.
But your booty don't need explaining.
All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
You know
the words of my song. No, I'm not English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what it is.
I know what
the girl they want. London to Taiwan.
I got lipstick
stamps on my passport.
I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Hi, Luna Lena. Thank you so much for coming in. All right, that is Jason Derulo with Talking Dirty with 2 Chainz off the Tattoo 2013 album. We're going to move on to, so I can get these last ones in. I'll only say a little bit. This next one is My Oh My, and it's Camille Cabello. And she is, I'm just going to read a little bit so I can get them all in. It peaked at number 12 on the US Billboard Hot 100. It also reached number 20 in Australia and in Canada. Received diamond certification in Brazil. So let's go dance with My Oh My.
A good time.
My oh my,
he comes alive at midnight.
Every night,
my mama doesn't trust him.
My oh my,
he's only here for one thing. But a little bit older, a black leather jacket,
a bad reputation.
Insatiable habits. He was on to me. One look and I couldn't breathe. Yeah. I said if you kiss me, I might let it happen. I swear on my life that I'll be a good girl. time.
My oh my.
He comes alive at midnight.
Every night.
My mama doesn't trust him.
My oh my.
He's only here for one thing, but.
Look, I'm the type to make a turn on the daddy, the baby, make her forget what she learned from her dad. I don't be tripping on this shawty, I let her do whatever she please. I don't be kissing on this shawty, she don't be kissing on me. She came with you and left with me, I went up a point, let's call it even. Don't like the car, she ain't gonna end up buying her new thing. That girl know what she wants, she make me take it off if she see me. She say I make her wet whenever my face pop up on TV. I had to say no disrespect, gotta do it safer, you can keep it. Pop star, I'm fresh about the trap and I'm going fever. She know I'ma call away, she can drop a pin and I come meet her. Stand next to me, you gon' end up catching a fever. I'm hot.
I swear on my life that I've been a good girl. Tonight I don't want to be nervous. He likes a good time.
All right, so that is Camille Cabello with Da Baby with My Oh My. We're going to move on to, let's see, I can get them both in here. Let's see. The next one is I Love Me, a typical Meghan Trainor song about self-empowerment and women. I'm not going to read the whole thing so we can get it in. So here is I Love Me by Meghan Trainor. Don't let nobody tell you you ain't beautiful, mama.
I love me. I love me. I don't know about you.
But baby, I love me.
Now everybody say it. I love me.
They gon' say all kinds of things. They'll make jokes about my name. They gon' try to clip my wings, but I'm gon' fly.
I'm
gon' fly. They'll try to play me like a game. I'd rather toast get up the fame. But I can say it clear when I'm looking in the mirror saying, God, oh, baby, just wait.
I love me. I love me. I don't know about you. Baby,
yeah, I love
you. Me. Everybody say,
yeah.
Oh, I love me.
Hey.
I love me. Cause I'm sexy and it ain't my fault. I ain't waiting on nobody's call.
Thank you, Mike. All right. I hope everything goes okay. I'm glad you're being able, we're able to get in. I'll talk to you later. All right. That is Meghan Trainor with I Love Me. And he did make you just perfectly, Mama Bear. So the last one that I put on here, is I Like to Rock by April Wine. We're gonna rock. Thank you, Billy D. Thank you, Caps. Thank you guys so much for coming in and showing Mama Bear how much she is loved on her non-birthday birthday party. I know, Billie Jean. I really do need to practice.
I can't see.
Exactly. This is on the list of one of the most underrated bands ever. That is April Wine with I Like to Rock. Yes. You are so welcome, Mama Bear. I'm sorry. You're going to probably have to be explaining this. Oh, everybody's going to be telling you happy birthday. And I hope it just puts a smile on your face. It doesn't irritate the hell out of you. So I love you. And I apologize for getting the date wrong. I don't know what I did. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed yourself. Happy 30th birthday. Be the reason someone smiles today, like Mama Bear. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. I love you guys. Thank you so much again for coming in here and showing Mama Bear that she is loved, because she is, and she needed that today. So that's why she got it. We love you, Mama Bear. Have a good rest of your day, everybody. And I will see you around Podbean. You're very welcome. Much love. Thank you guys again. Have a great day. See you around.